All right, happy Friday. Got the Joe Hurtler from last week still stuck in my head, so I'm leaving it into this episode too for our intro tunes. We have one of what I think is maybe the funniest episodes we've done in a while. It's always good to have our buddy on. Evan Campbell is back this episode. Just a really fun time. Of course, got to get some house cupping. Jeez, I'm the worst at recording these intros. Housekeeping things up top. One is really funny, actually. If you listen to our episode we did a while back with Tim Wurzberger, he's co-host of Dropping the Gloves with John Scott, the professional hockey player whose podcast I actually used to work for. There was kind of an inside joke of whenever I'd screw things up, which I guess happened more than I'm proud to admit. I'll just cut to it.
What do I say?
Damn it, Larry.
Damn it, Larry.
No, you gotta mean it.
Damn it, Larry.
So that's a fun little a clip for anyone who listened to that episode or actually used to listen to me or John Scott's podcast ever. So just a fun little thing that Tim sent over last night. Thanks, Tim. Although I gotta say, it does kind of make me... I almost have like a post-traumatic stress syndrome or whatever that's called. Oh my god, I just butchered that. I feel like worried, like I screwed something up just hearing that. So up next, I'm cutting to Sarah from Gears and Cheers, who has a really cool event that I want to share with everyone.
Hi, thanks so much for having me. I'm excited to share with you guys about the Gears and Cheers Hope Ride. So this is actually our fourth year of having this ride. All the proceeds go to the American Cancer Society's Hope Lodge, which is located in downtown Grand Rapids. This is essentially like a hotel for cancer patients that are traveling to the Medical Mile, traveling to Grand Rapids for their treatment. They can stay with us free of charge, them and a caregiver. We also transport them from the Hope Lodge to and from their treatments. So the whole point behind the Gears and Cheers Hope Ride is to help fundraise to cover the costs of this Hope Lodge building. Unfortunately, with COVID-19, it is not up and running right now, just for, of course, safety measures. But there are still expenses that are having to be paid, and there also will be some additional health protocols, safety protocols that we'll have to take into consideration next year when we hopefully open our doors back up. So to share with you about the virtual Gears and Cheers Hope Ride, usually it's an in-person event, but unfortunately, again, with COVID, it's going to be a virtual experience. This doesn't mean that you're going to be stuck on your computer screen. We are mailed out. We've emailed out the course maps on September 1st to all of our registered riders. There is a 10, 35, or 70-mile course. They can download the course to their smartphone, to the Strava app, which is a free app to follow along, or they can print out, you know, the maps and follow it that way. And then they are encouraged to bike the route by themselves or with fellow teammates. You can register a team if you guys want to do it all together, and ride it anytime between September 1st and September 19th. September 19th is the third Saturday of this month. It's usually what would have been the in-person event at Trail Point Brewing Company. So that's why we have it through September 1 through 19th. The routes still have riders starting and ending at Trail Point. Along the course, where there would have been aid stations, usually we called them fun stops because we would have different activities, live entertainment, different themes, foods, drinks for riders to get off and enjoy this. It's really a fun ride overall, but because we are not able to do that this year, we have put these yard signs where the aid stations would have been with QR codes on the yard sign. So riders can scan these when they stop at the different stops, and they will be entered into drawings to be eligible for some really cool Gears and Cheers swag. We're also having winners for the first rider to finish each of the routes. So there's a total of three winners there, the 10, 35, and 70. The first team to collectively finish their route. the highest fundraising individual, and the highest fundraising team. So lots of ways that you can win some prizes. And also I should have mentioned that this year the ride is completely free to register because it is not a staff supported ride, and it's something to be do on your own time. The roads are not closed. There are bike paths along, I would say, maybe 50% of the course, and then the rest is just a cement road. So we have waived the registration fee. So we really just want people to get registered and be set up with a fundraising page. So if they do want to share that out on their Facebook to share the mission of the Hope Lodge and the American Cancer Society, we would love support in any way with that. So we are really excited that we are still able to be having this virtual experience for our riders. We encourage you to take a look at our website. If you have any questions, we have like the FAQs, so frequently asked questions by other people. We have more fundraising prizes. So if you do fundraise $175, you get a shirt, $500, you get a jersey, $750, the matching bike shorts, and then $1,000 gets you a matching jacket. So if you are really motivated to fundraise, we just have some extra perks for you there. Our website is www.gearsandcheersmi.org. So check it out. Again, my name is Sarah. I'm the ACS staff partner for this ride, but really this ride is able to be put on thanks to countless volunteers. We have an event leadership team that really manages our social media and manages the activities that go into the event. So appreciative to my volunteers, and don't hesitate to reach out to us on Facebook or on the website. At the very top, there's a little question. If you have questions, you can email me directly on the website. So again, it's gearsandcheersmi.org. Free to register, 10, 35, and 70 mile route. They all start and end at Trail Point Brewing Company, which is in Allendale. The 70 mile route will bring you as far as Tunnel Park in Holland. So you get that lakeshore drive. It's really beautiful. We've had great feedback on our course. So we're excited to still have that course available for people to bike on their own time. So thank you guys so much for having me talk on behalf of the event. And yeah, I hope that we can see some new faces out there and have your guys' support. So thank you.
And yeah, that was Sarah. Again, you're so welcome, Sarah. It's our privilege, really, to have a platform where people can come on and share a race that's for a good cause. So we're super stoked on that and hope that some of our listeners will go check it out. It might even be some sort of replacement since there are no other races here. So a virtual race is probably really welcome to a lot of you guys listening. So go check that out. Again, sounds like a great cause. So thanks for coming on and sharing. Finally, I think we could get into the episode now that it's been, what, like 10 minutes? Hopefully you guys didn't find that too disruptive. We have a really fun episode. Again, it's with our buddy Evan, came back on, a local Roots favorite. So I think you'll hear why. I think I laughed some of the hardest I've laughed in a while during this recording. I'm just giggling thinking about it. It's real silly, real fun. Plus, we invented this really cool new game where I guess you'll hear it. It's really fun. So thanks, everyone, for, you know, tuning in to another week of Local Roots. Let's get into it. Oh, wait. Go support the show. Go to blenders.com. Use promo code LocalRoots16, and you get 16% off sunglasses, and they're really cool sunglasses, and you'll like them, and go buy them, and help support the show. Thank you. Bye. Hey, Brian, guess what? We're actually almost up to 5,000 listens.
No way, Larry.
He does this to me all the time. He's like, I say, all right, we're starting to record. And then he's like a mile away from his microphone.
He's sitting in the bathroom right now.
He's like, oh, yeah, what a good time for me to like absolutely like run away.
Classic guy, man.
Right. So I guess this is instead of doing our intro, I can intro what is it? It's like the favorite guest of the pod, like the the third host, Evan Campbell, in the building.
Glad to be here.
Yeah, we're glad to have you, my man.
Always appreciate the invite onto the Local Roots podcast.
Welcome yes. to Local Roots Podcast.
Ryan, no one does intros anymore. That's so 2000 and late.
Well, Larry just took you to school.
Oh, boy. How are you guys doing? It's been a while. I feel like we haven't talked in a while. Brian, at least you and I, we usually connect, but I don't think we've talked since our last podcast.
Which was like 3 days ago? 4 days
ago? It was like a week ago.
Was it? Okay. I can't remember when it came out. I listened to it on the way home from Traverse City one day.
Nice.
When was our pod last? What day was that? Was it a Thursday?
It was like last Thursday.
Yeah. I saw you a lot last week.
Evan, do you have any notes?
Any notes?
Yeah, so we can improve and do better. Yeah,
you're supposed to be our pod coach, remember?
You know, I don't know that I do have any notes. You guys are pretty well prepared when it comes to, like, especially with when you guys were interviewing Joe. Like, obviously, we talk about bikes a lot on here, and he's obviously not into that.
Right. So well, we definitely forgot to ask, but...
Well, yeah, it didn't come up, but it's good that you guys can have that variety and still be able to have a coherent conversation with people that are interested in that.
We're men of multiple virtues, you know. Yeah, we love more than just the bike.
Well, that's also what makes a really good podcast too, because you bring in a lot of different listeners that way.
Oh my God, I'm flattered.
Yeah.
But yeah, I think to open the curtain a little bit, when we do book a guest like that, like we actually like Brian and I have like a shared note doc. Like we put some work into it. It's not like, you know, when we do like solo episodes, like I almost said like this episode, but I actually do have something prepared for this episode. But like whenever you just hear or see like it's just Brian and I on the episode, just know we're sitting down and we're just going for it. But we actually do put work in, like you said, when we have a good guest or just like today, because we have a good guest.
There we go. And Evan, where are you coming to us from?
Mr. Worldwide. Mr. Worldwide, yeah, still holding up in my cottage up on Crystal
Lake.
Oh,
that miserable place.
Yeah, that terrible place that nobody.
Oh, it's awful. Lake's gross. That cabin's not renovated. It's disgusting.
It was only 72 today, and I was really disappointed.
You really wanted 73, huh?
So yeah, I think I'm gonna spend another month up here, and then probably come back to Metro Detroit. And maybe like the 1st of October or something like that. It's not particularly pleasant up here all the time in October anyway. So
yeah, after all the leaves are colored, after the leaves are gone, you should go.
Well, the leaves aren't gone, but there's always that chance of snow. As we know from racing the peak to peak in the third weekend in October, there's a possibility of snow in October.
Oh, big time. Like there's probably more of a probability of it actually happening than not happening.
2 years we've had snow in Grand Rapids on Halloween.
Really? Oh, wow. Yeah.
Larry, didn't Alexa and I, were you moved in for Halloween?
You know what? You're right. That was the first time you came to our house. And then it was the first snow of the season too. It was kind of beautiful.
It was beautiful.
Yeah. That's,
not for if you were a kid, though. That would kind of suck, but.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. Do you remember, like, as a kid, if it was, like, raining on Halloween and, like, you have your, like, badass costume, but, like, your mom makes you wear, like, a rain jacket or something on top of it, and you're, like, so pissed because you want to show off your, like, cool Power Rangers costume? Oh, my God. That, I, like, just feel, like, so, oh, my God, like, torn like from my past, like it still hurts me. Did that ever happen?
I can relate
you guys?
Like so well to that. Yes, all the time.
It kills me. And then it was at the age too where like I wore my Halloween costume for like the whole month of October. I remember I was Billy the blue Power Ranger.
My question was going to be, what Power Ranger were you?
Well, I think for like 3 years in a row, I was different Power Rangers, but my favorite was Billy.
Did your mask have like slits over like the eyes.
Yeah.
I was the Blue Power Ranger too.
I was Blue Ranger.
Oh, you were a Tommy.
I was,
you
were, I was the were green
white
Ranger.
Or green Tommy?
I was all green right. Tommy.
Green Tommy was
nice. I was white Tommy a different year.
Yeah, white Tommy was cooler. He had an eagle.
So we're all bonded in different ways.
I remember that mask being the hardest thing to breathe out of.
You can't see shit.
No, you can't see anything because I had like the black
eyelids.
It was like neck or something like that.
They look like the Kanye West like sunglasses that are like not real sunglasses. That's like exactly what they were.
Like tripping over every single stair on the way up into anyone's porch.
What'd you say?
Oh God!
Well, you guys got toothbrushes. All right, next house.
You just what do you guys have any Halloween plans? What are you guys going as this year? I'm going as a podcaster.
Oh, original.
I don't know. We haven't really talked about that.
Probably not doing anything. So,
right. Let's be for real. Oh my God, that's going to be such an issue.
Halloween party at my new place.
Oh, actually, yeah, that sounds great.
Yeah.
But what I was about to say is like all the like super like anti-mask dudes are going to be like, I'm going house to house and I'm doing trick or treats with my damn kids because that's what my country, that's what I believe in. I'm not letting them take away my trick or treating and spreading germs like in the most spreadable way possible of literally handing out like candy
touching
to
as
people.
Many things as possible. Well,
yeah, little kids too.
I do feel bad for the kids though. That sucks because they are going to have to like either do it in like confined into a neighborhood with like strict rules or like,
or they get, well, yeah, I don't know.
I don't think Halloween betters anybody in any way, shape or form. It's not like it's not a family holiday and there's like a lesson behind it. Like Thanksgiving doesn't count. It's some bullshit, but like,
Brian just hates holidays.
Halloween just like, I don't know. Like, why is it? I don't get it. Like, it's always, it was fun in college because like you get to like have parties, but as a kid, you're just like, as parents, I bet you fucking hated it. You're like, oh, I got to walk my kid around the fucking snow and make sure they wear their rain jacket while I hear them listen to them like bitch about how they can't show off their blue Power Ranger costume.
That's fair.
Yeah, I mean, that's my parents, but I've never thought about it like that either.
My dad, I remember my dad used to drive, and I was like, "Why are you driving?" And now I get it. He's like, "I'm not walking through all this shit.
I'm not walking your ass all over the place." And mom said I had to watch you this year, so get in the car. I love it. Well, boys, I have a game prepared today. Do you guys want to get into that and see where it takes us?
Absolutely.
Always.
All right. So this game is called Bike is Right. It's like Price is Right. So basically I have about 6 bikes that I've pulled from Craigslist all around Michigan, not just Grand Rapids, from all over. And they're bikes that are for sale right now. And I'm going to read you, probably like half of the description and then maybe the full. Well, I haven't like really read them that deep, but whatever. And then you guys both will be able to put in your vote of like what you think it costs. And it's the whoever gets it without going over. Same as Price is Right rules. Pretty easy, right? Any questions?
I have a request.
yeah.
You got to tell us the year.
Yeah, I'm going to try to give you as much detail as possible, but also you guys will both have exactly the same amount of information, so it's not like anyone will have an advantage. And I'll try to say like if it's scratched up or like, I won't be like it's a stump jumper with
breaking wheels.
Just say that, and then it turns out it's like from 1980 or whatever, or 1990 something.
Okay.
So yeah, any other questions?
I'm good. Let's do it.
All right. So let's start here. This is a Santa Cruz Highball. It's a hard, and you guys got to be, don't cheat.
Evan, I hear furious typing.
Yeah. If I hear typing, this game's over.
Going on, I promise.
Anything.
No.
All right. And if any listeners, like if I call out your bike and we talk shit about it, I'm very sorry. No, this bike's actually really sick. I'll lead with that. So it's a Santa Cruz Highball CC. So I think this CC means carbon. Yeah, it's a carbon hardtail.
It's the high level one.
Okay, Evan already knows. It's got a Fox fork on it. It doesn't. Oh, Fox 32 factory shock, and it is tubeless, ready to go. Rocking a XTR derailleur and brakes. So pretty top tier components. It's in pretty great condition. No year, but my guess is it's like 2017 or newer, and it's a size medium. So. Maybe you guys get one question each and I can do my best to answer it.
What wheels are on it?
Oh, it just says carbon wheels. Okay. Oh wait, no, I can see it's velour.
Okay. All right.
I was like, it's not written. It is literally like, I can see it on the picture of the bike.
Does the bike come with pedals?
That's gonna be the deal breaker for you. It looks like pedals are included. It has it says has flat pedals on it now, but I do have clipless pedals I can swap out depending on the sale price.
I feel like all the bikes for sale you see, it's like they list everything, they don't tell you the size, but they make sure to tell you like does not include the fucking cages or the pedals.
I know, like who does that? It's like you're selling like $1,000 or $2,000 or $3,000 bike. Throw in the $20 or $40 clipless pedals.
I totally don't. Okay. All right. And then let's switch as to who goes first for their guess.
Okay. So Evan asked question first this time. So Evan will go first this round.
All right. I'm gonna guess. I'm gonna go $34.99.
Okay. Ooh, wow.
Really? You really think that, huh?
I do.
I am going to go with $3,300.
All right. So that's fun. You guys are going to do that the whole time and just go right next to each other. Oh, well, you guys are both way over. This is probably a pretty good deal. It's $2,700 for this bad boy.
Yeah, that is. It seems like it is. I don't know how much those were new, but I was going to guess about $6,000.
Yeah, that'd be my guess too. Carbon everything, nice Fox what fork color? On it.
Yeah.
It's like this kind of like off tone grayish baby blue color. Okay. It's a nice bike.
Yeah, yeah.
So that one round does go to Brian, even though you both went over. He was closest. So
do we have to finish our beer if we lose?
Yes, absolutely. Loser has to do a live shotgun.
Well, I'm probably going to be drunk tonight, so.
The bike is wrong, bitch.
Oh my god. Okay, so this one Evan might have a little bit of an advantage here because it's a S-Works. So we got an S-Works Epic Hardtail. It's a medium frame. We're working with, of course, a carbon frame, SRAM XO derailleurs and shifters. It just says a basic SRAM level brakes. It's probably like what's on my bike, like not the actual branded ones. It's got SID brain fork. It's a really nice RockTrax on it. We got some carbon cranks, dub bottom bracket, carbon rims, DT Swiss hubs, basically a racer's dream right here. 29-incher, very light, very fast bike. And Brian, yes, he will include the clipless pedals.
These are rare finds.
Yeah. So any questions I can help you guys with? Brian, you're up first for your question. Year. Unfortunately, I'm not seeing a year here. Again, what's up, bud?
What color is it?
It's a grayish. I would honestly say the graphics make it seem a little bit older. There's like a weird kind of racing stripe on it that makes me think it's maybe like a 2016. But it would be a very fine bike to have nowadays, and you'd fit in at the race head just fine at the trailhead.
I'm trying to figure out, I'm trying to judge my price based off of year.
I think the year would bring it down a little bit, but it's fairly
priced.
Since
I didn't get an answer to my question, can I ask another question?
You can
try. What color is the derailleur?
Are you mean like the gold XO versus
is there a prominent like
blingy feature that's
it's like a black it's got like the cassette with like the Eagle cassette that's a little newer, I think, with like the big silver highest gear.
Yeah, it's the EXO SRAM group set. Yeah. So it's not, it won't be gold.
Isn't there a gold EXO?
No, it's just XX1.
Oh yeah, the XX1. Okay, my bad. Yeah.
Okay.
Evan, any questions, or do you guys just want to guess?
I'm trying to think. I wish I knew what year it was.
Yeah, I think that makes it fun that you don't. But, you know, it's fairly new. I say 16, 17. It's got to be.
Let's see.
Especially looking at, like, just, like, the style of it.
I'm going to go $39.99.
Okay, $3,900 at 99. Oh, wait, no, 3,000. Oh, my God. So just under 4,000.
I am going to go with 3K even.
The point goes to Brian, man. It is 3,500. Oh, wait, no. Or oh, shit. No, okay. Yeah, you technically went over, but damn. Closer I'm by sorry. A dollar. Yeah, technically you're closer.
That even so pretty much that. On that one.
I know, right?
We're good at this.
You guys
game.
Are both like, yeah, that was a very good guess. And honestly, like it's cool fun. To think of like what you would actually get to, because I bet the guy would probably take $3,000.
Yeah.
So you guys, I don't know. It's hard because I was about to say pat your answers by a couple hundred, but you guys went over on the first one, so maybe not.
That's bad. All right. Works bullshit.
So this one's a little more fun. This one's going to take everyone for a loop.
Yay.
This is a vintage Trek Chromley 21-speed Trek mountain bike. And it's, like I said, vintage.
From the 80s, probably. 80s. Or the 90s.
Yeah, it's 1996 okay. Trek 820 mountain Trek.
Oh, man, that's the pinnacle.
Right, so it's like one of the OGs. It's like right after, I think, because like Trek bought Gary Fisher.
Yeah, that was like a mountain bike.
Exactly. So I watched this documentary. I don't actually know this shit, but I think they bought Gary Fisher and then like
did
Gary Fisher designs as Trek.
Yeah. I think they released them under the Trek name. They were still a Gary Fisher brand.
You remember how weird?
So this one is not this? Gary Fisher.
Talk about that for a second.
How weird Gary Fisher is.
Yeah. Yeah. He's a goofball. That's for sure.
He's a maniac.
Yeah. Well, I listened to a podcast that he was on, really? And he has the most insane stories.
I bet he has some good. I bet he's just so like zonked out.
Like he's invented like new drugs. Like he's had to have done.
I bet.
Well, it's not only like the party aspect was really cool. Like he was, he was an animal, but also like his biking stories were ridiculous.
I want you to send me that. I'd love to listen to that.
I want his velvet red suit coat.
Yeah, he's got
character.
Style. He's definitely he's a worldly man.
Uh-huh. Okay, so a little bit more about this. The tires do look kind of new on it, I'd say. It's got a Shimano Acera X, which my guess is like probably the top of the line that they had at the time.
Probably at the time, yeah.
Okay.
It looks like in pretty well-kept condition, like really well-kept. Like I don't see a chipping paint at all. It's basically collector's dream or someone who really wants to go ride with some old school. They said always kept clean and dry. This is not an auction flip and I don't have a dozen bikes for sale with unknown histories. This is like his bike is what he's saying.
Right.
So large frame. really, it's probably really fun to have this. I bet it looks really cool. Like I said, really nice condition, collector's item. I don't think that it's like way overly priced either. It's fairly priced for what you're getting, but it might have like a tiny collector's item bump to the price. So keep that in mind. it is a very old bike with not. You know, super high tech shit on it. So it's not like way overly priced is what I'm saying. Any questions? Evan, I think you're up first if you have any.
Yeah, I don't have any questions. I think I'm just going to guess.
I have a question.
Okay.
$285.
Okay.
Brian just lied.
I have a question.
I know. You can ask a question still. You have an advantage.
Does it look like it was updated with new shit, or is it all like the OG stuff?
No. It looks like very original parts. If they did update it, it was like a replacement of like what it originally had on it.
Okay, I'm going to say 300.
Okay, man, Evan, Brian is just sweeping you, but barely. So this is on sale for $350.
Oh my God.
This is it's a cool looking bike. I should send you guys the link afterwards.
Well, I am hammered, so.
But the thing is, like, you're not like being like sweat, or you are being sweat, but it's like
it's a brief. It's not a, like it's a light he's sweep, like demolishing you. You know, just a light sweep.
Right. Okay, so here's one. Right now, we are working with a GT Stomper 24-inch
GT Stomper. 24-inch wheel.
This is going to be fun because you guys probably know nothing about young adult bikes. Okay. This is for an 8 to 10 year old in very good shape, recently tuned up by a professional, 1x6 gear system, and that's all we have. No one has questions here because there's nothing else.
No
to
year.
Say. It's no year, but again, it's probably no more than 3 to 4 years old.
Little kid bikes are surprisingly expensive.
No disc brakes, and just like, you know, probably like a, oh wait, no, I can see the derailleur here. It is a tourney. Yeah. So yeah. Very bottom of the line kids bike, mountain bike with a actual fork though. It doesn't say what kind, but I'm guessing like a Sun Tour or something.
All right, I'll go first this time since let's go 200.
Evan? 199.
Oh boy, Evan, come on, man. It's 275. I'm begging for you to get a point. poor boy.
I was just trying to get a point on that one, and I went the wrong way.
Okay, we have one last one. Evan, I just need you on the board here. Okay, so this is another interesting one. And I purposely picked these to try to do some that like maybe you guys don't know a lot about. Maybe you do. This is called a Fuji SLM 2.1. It is their 29er full carbon mountain bike. And what we're working with is, here's a little hint. I will tell you the MSRP. It's on here.
Well, all right. That's exciting.
It is, I'll save that for the end. So we're working with a carbon frame, medium. It is a 2019. It's got a Fox float with a remote lockout, 100 millimeter.
Is it hardtail or full squish?
It is hardtail.
That's cool.
It's got Shimano Dior XT Shadow Plus, which is a 1x11. Maxxis tires, carbon rims.
Hold on.
MSRP for
bonus
this.
Bonus question. We get to guess the MSRP too.
Okay, sure. You do that first.
MSRP on this. Would you say the wheels were? Are they carbon?
Just carbon. I can't read the label on this one.
I think
one.
That's what Fuji's
is. Oh, DT Swiss. Okay. DT Swiss.
Oh, really?
Let's go with 3,500.
Okay.
Evan? I'm going to guess 5,300.
No, boy. The MSRP is 3,200.
Wow.
Brian knows his prices.
For a full carbon bike with a Fox fork and DT Swiss carbon wheels, that's impressive.
Not a bad new bike to look at, right?
Where do you buy Fuji? I've never seen them at a shop ever.
Thinking that.
I think it's a online only thing. I'm not sure about that, but I've seen a lot of them online.
I do like Fuji as a brand. They had a really cool statement when like they were in like the media because they provide cops with bikes, and like a lot of bikes were like in photos of them like beating people, beating protesters with their bikes.
No, wasn't that Trek?
Trek did it too. That's a whole separate thing. But food, Trek just like kind of said like, I guess it sucks, but that's like, you know, one tenth of our revenue. So also fuck you guys for even bringing it up. But Fuji like discontinued their line and like made a really cool statement about it. So that's kind of cool, I guess, if you're into that. I was into it, but hey, we're not trying to be a political podcast. Anyway, what do we think? Not that I talked in a circle there.
So we got a used MSRP was 32. It's a used bike.
And it's 2019. So. Looks like in pretty great condition. I'd say this is a pretty fair price that I might go actually buy right after we're talking about.
I would say $2,000.
Okay, Evan?
Yeah.
Can you just say yeah? What's your answer?
Yeah.
That's what I was going to say. So I think I'm going to go 21.
Oh, Evan, come on. You guys are right on, though. It's marketing here where they went 1950 to try to.
Okay.
Man, a full sweep.
Wow.
Ryan, you know what I think the difference is, though, is Brian and I are Craigslist boys. We love buying our used bikes, I think. And Evan is like, no, thank you. I'm going to buy
it. Facebook Marketplace is my like reading material over lunch.
See, and I don't have Facebook.
I don't get to
I do. Honestly, that's the only thing that I miss about Facebook is being able to use that online swap meet.
I think that's all I do on that
also
too.
So. It was hell for me because I just want to buy everything.
Right. You
know, like obviously I found some really good deals, like that Damani that I have. It was an insane deal. Like unbelievable. Usually I don't know, my mountain bikes I buy new just because people beat the absolute crap out of them.
It's literally like it's a device to be beat up.
Road bikes I could care less. I'll buy a used road bike because you can beat them up, but now like a mountain bike, especially when you're going full suspension and people don't know most people don't maintain their stuff, I will say. But there are the very, if I knew the person I was buying it from, it'd be a completely different story. But yeah,
I don't know. Sorry, not to shift here real quick, but what did we think of the game overall? Is this something maybe we can do a little more regularly? Even
we should all get
bikes. We can ask each other.
We should all do our research and find bikes so that Larry can also play.
Yeah, I was just gonna say that. Like the only thing I didn't like about this game is actually I kind of like being in the host position just because it's more fun and I can't lose. But no, I agree. It would be a little more fun to play.
I got wept, Larry, so don't feel too bad.
Oh, poor Evan.
Whatever. I'm having drinks with the boys.
We're having fun. We're just hanging
on, guys.
Ooh.
I'm not telling.
Okay.
I don't think I'm allowed to say it on the podcast.
I've never been more interested.
My interest is peaking.
What are you not allowed to drink?
Well, it's not a beer. So I don't know if I can say it.
What is it, like a Pinot Grigio?
No, I'm drinking a seltzer, but I didn't know if I was allowed to say that on the podcast.
Oh, please, no. I drink them like every episode. I'm drinking one right now.
What's seltzy?
It's a Bud Light one.
Okay, all right.
I've been hitting the Vizzies really hard.
Yep, that's what I have right here.
Vitamin C.
Yeah, they're amazing, but the gas station didn't have them, so I was a little bummed. You know, I couldn't get my – I also haven't been able to drink for like 10 days, so yeah. Larry, I don't know if you know, but I had COVID.
Wait, really?
Yeah.
No, I definitely didn't know that.
Well, I think I only told Brian because I didn't
over the cabin. It's like, I can't come over. I got COVID. I'm like, fuck.
Yeah. What the hell, Evan? Well, Brian had his scare and then.
I legit had it. Like, I just.
Well, yeah, that's what I'm saying. Like, that was scary. And now knowing that you actually had it, holy hell, bud.
Do you want the world? What was it like? Had it, though? Do you want us to take this out?
No, I don't. I mean, it doesn't matter. It's going to be. It's. I mean. It's not like I could have prevented it, really. Unless I was,
well, you did go to that coughing convention. I remember where everyone was in a circle, crisscross applesauce, and coughed for the person to the left.
Yeah. Well, I mean, I guess the only way I could have prevented it was just staying in my house for, you know, the next year and a half or whatever. But I've been around a lot of people up here, so it was kind of
right. Like it seemed pretty self-contained in that little community there, but
yeah, I mean, it definitely, I don't even, well, I think one of my buddies got it. He works down in Metro. Mm. And I don't know if he got it and then he gave it to us or like, I don't know. I mean, I'm not trying to like blame anybody, obviously, because it's not like they did it on purpose, but yeah, I don't know how I got it.
Was it one of the more kind of mild cases I've been hearing about, or was it like full blown?
Well, it was super annoying because like I had pretty mild symptoms, but like I wanted to go do stuff, but I couldn't. So it's like sitting inside watching TV, sick, wishing I was hanging out with my friends.
Yeah.
Like if I would have felt sick or what, you know, felt bad, it wouldn't have been such a big deal. But yeah, I mean, I lost my sense of smell and taste.
Wow.
That was the indicator.
That's nutty.
Because at first I thought it was just allergies. And because my nose was like really stuffy and
right.
And like my head was just like a million different places. I couldn't think straight. So I thought it was just allergies and I started taking Claritin and it didn't do anything. And I'm like, oh, okay. Well, maybe it's not allergies. Maybe it's COVID.
Yikes.
So damn. I went to I had to get a referral from my doctor. They like faxed it over the same day and we have a hospital in Frankfurt. So I just went there. And they called me back in like 2 days and they're like, yep, yeah, you have COVID.
Yikes.
So,
but it's fake, right?
Don't yeah, right. Yeah.
Will you describe how your test went?
Oh, yeah, definitely. So I couldn't really, like, when I got there, obviously, I couldn't really smell anything. And she stuck this, it's probably, I don't know, it's got to be 7 inches, 8 inches long.
Kind of good day.
And it's got that cotton swab on the end, and she just jammed that sucker up in my nose. Like there, I mean, obviously she had done it quite a few times. It was like butter, but it was really weird because, like, I could feel stuff like popping on the way back. I don't know if it was just like there was like scar tissue and that's why I couldn't smell or what the deal was. I'm not a doctor, but it hurt when it was going back. So she leaves it in there for probably 10 or 15 seconds.
Yeah.
This is going a completely different direction. So, she pulls it out and just, you know.
And that, I got it. Were you teeing that up from when last time when Brian described his and I recut it at the end of the episode? I said, Brian, so tell me that story about how you lost your virginity. And I just cut the part of him describing his test. And yours was like exactly the same.
Oh my God. I was trying to make that as accurate, but also as dirty as possible.
Well, it worked.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's like could be a new meme of just like explaining your COVID test, but it's also your first sexual experience.
Yeah. Yeah. It was pleasant. I mean, yeah. My eyes weren't watering at all.
Everyone laughed, smiling and satisfied.
Yeah, exactly. It smells like the sea.
Oh boy.
Well,
Leary, Bud, I'm glad you're feeling better.
No kidding. But Leary, I think you should do a test just for fun. Just so we can so you'll know how it feels.
No jokes.
Yeah.
Well, I gotta say, because I work from home, I would probably just like if I thought I had it. just stay home, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Just like not go through the torment of how terrible this test sounds.
Well, the thing is like you can get a test back in a couple days.
Or I guess, all right, yeah, I guess that was the mentality when like it was like actually like really hard to get it. And like I would, you wanted to leave it for the people who actually needed it to get back to work.
Yeah.
Well, like, but I guess now anyone can go, right?
I mean, and it was like I was in my car. Like, I wasn't around people that might have had it or whatever. Like, it wasn't like I was being exposed to other people that think they might have it. I was literally in my car. They came out of the sliding glass door from the ER, and she just came up to my window. So, like, just I literally didn't have to do anything. So, I guess it probably depends on where you go, because I think a lot of places are doing the drive-through thing. But, yeah. It's worth it to get the test just because, like, you'll get it back.
Wild world.
You'll get it back in 3 days, and then, you know, you'll know.
I am interested in maybe, like, the antibody one, if that's even a real thing, because I don't even know where you go get it. I just hear people talk about it. Immortal does it,
I know.
Yeah. I don't,
yeah, really? Okay.
I don't know if the place I went and did it. I don't know. I guess I only researched one place to go, so... But
can I show you guys a funny little email thread I had at work?
Email threat?
Thread. Okay. So all the like when you download our app, you're enrolled in like it's called a marketing nurture sequence, like where we send out like marketing emails during the course of your trial of the app. It's like a 14-day trial, and we send out like, you know, helpful emails that like give you tips on the apps basically for 14 days while you're doing the trial. And this lady emails me very upset that she's getting emails from me. And I'm as friendly as you can be. And I say, you know, all you have to do is click unsubscribe in the very first email here and you will stop receiving emails from us. It's that easy. And thank you. But she continues every time I tried to like tell her that to write back. So we had about 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, maybe 9 back and forth of just like me saying that's totally fine. But I just want to let you know, it looks like you haven't clicked unsubscribe yet. And until you hit unsubscribe, you won't get these.
Yeah.
So, and I kept saying that because the next one's probably going to go out in like a day or two and she's going to get it and then come back and be pissed. So I kept wanting to remind her that she had to do that. So
I wonder if your emails to her, I wonder if your emails to her are going to her junk for some reason.
No, they're coming in because she is pissed about it now. So I'm going to read you maybe the last like 4 exchanges we had here. Yes, okay. Exactly. But I'm like, okay, so.
I wonder if she just wants to be mad at you.
Maybe I think she likes
she's
you,
maybe starting shit. Friends. Maybe her name's Cece. Maybe we're in love. Who knows? Okay. So she sent me this big incoherent thing. And I say, I truly don't understand what in the world you typed to me, but I need to be super clear here. I cannot unsubscribe you from our marketing emails. The only way to stop hearing from us is by clicking unsubscribe, yada, yada, yada. And I hope we can be friends someday. Bye. And I thought that would be the end of it, certainly. And then here's what she says back. What I said was, you need to stop texting me, please. I don't care if you don't understand my message because you need to go read better. You need to go back to kindergarten if you can't understand my freaking message. If you can't understand my message, can you understand this? Stop freaking texting me, please. It is getting annoying. Every time I check my emails, you are just texting me. Text me. It is getting annoying. You're just on my last nerve. This is my business email and you are blowing it up. Every time I think that I get an order, it is just you email me about something stupid. So just fucking stop. I don't even care that you can't read my message. I just can't read the sentence. Whatever that means. Stop fucking texting me my fucking email, you fucking horse son of a motherfucking bitch fucker.
That's really what it says?
That is word for word what I got.
In the end?
This is to my work email where I'm like sending very helpful messages to her.
Wow. I mean, I don't know what you do at that point other than just block her.
I do want to maybe read my response to that here. And
you've
got to
send her next newsletter.
So here's, oh, I'm going to. So I said, I think you have the wrong email here. not certain what you're talking about. I certainly don't have your phone number, by the way, and I would never text you. but I am a little creeped out that you knew my dad was a horse, though. anyway, two jewelries, please.
Oh, man. Yeah.
So then basically a couple more were sent, and she ended with saying, fuck off and your mom a hoe.
Wow. She sounds like she's a stand-up lady.
So everyone go buy jewelry from Cece on Etsy. Oh, or actually, everyone send an email to ccjewelry@gmail.com. Please don't tell her that I sent you there, but send her something.
Oh, I've heard you. Have you heard about your car's extended warranty?
Oh my God.
What's the email again?
It's ccjewelry@gmail.com. Promo code local roots at checkout.
Hello. Oh, I've heard your refrigerator. Is it running?
Oh, Brian bringing the OG.
She's like, yeah. Why? Man,
I kind of want to go make a junk email now. And
if you do, I'd love to read it.
Update this in a, this could be good. This could be
what would be great is to send her messages saying, like, I would like a bunch of jewelry, please. Yeah. From
no, I was just going to say that Larry told me to text you.
I'd be fine with that.
He said he really likes when people text you on your work email.
I actually don't know the reach of this podcast, so don't actually do that, anyone. Now that I think of like all of, like the worst case scenario, please don't do that, guys. I know we don't have like the world's biggest reach.
We're instigating like harassment.
Yes, it would be funny, but. If you do it, just don't like throw me under the bridge or whatever.
Hey, remember when we were talking about doing the Bush Light review?
Yes.
Yeah, someday that'll happen.
So one of my buddies, actually Chris, the guy that I lived with in that condo, he wants to join in.
Deal.
Okay.
He listens to this podcast, yeah. And
he was messaging us. Yeah. He was telling us,
to
harass you to do this, like, what was it? The enhanced gravel race, wherever that was. Oh, and he's like, hey,
yeah,
sounded hard as hell.
Tell him to do it. And I was like,
yeah, he's always trying to get me to do that crazy stuff.
I
was like,
well, I'm not going to do it, so I can't tell him to do it. And he's like, okay. But like, you need to tell him to do it. I was like, no. And he's like, okay, just like go tell Evan to do that. I was like, okay. So this is me telling you that.
Yeah. Was he messaging you on Instagram? Yeah. He listens to your podcast. Right.
Oh, cool.
Yeah.
Well, thanks, Chris. Chris will have you.
So he's the one for the Bush Light.
Yeah. He would be a good person to have on this podcast. He would add a lot of character.
Chris, we're not doing that race, but we'll love to have you on.
Yeah, exactly.
I'll watch. I have another idea for the podcast. That sounds like a fun event to go to.
Where is it?
I think it's in the UP, isn't it?
I believe it is. Yeah, it was. So it happened like maybe a month ago, and I saw pictures of people doing it. And they were climbing up a rock wall.
Oh boy.
And there was people with like actual gravel bikes, but I think a lot of people do it on mountain bikes, like maybe like a hardtail or something like that. I'm not sure. I don't know that there's that many people that do it on gravel bikes though. Cause it's pretty gnarly for what they call a gravel race.
At like minimum.
Yeah. Well, yeah, that's probably what a lot of people do it on is that
or whatever Tristan rides. What does Tristan ride? He's got that.
What is it, Bo Jackson? It's that bear claw.
Fucking nuts.
Oh,
those are
titanium, right?
Yeah, I think he's got actual mountain bike tires.
So he rides like hundreds of miles with mountain bike tires. That blows my mind.
Yeah.
Tristan, kudos to you. You are an alien.
Yeah.
I'm going to give a quick shout out to Austin Schold, who DM'd us too a while back. He suggested that we were talking about like what to do instead of Iceman. Excuse me. He mentioned to go hit up some Detroit trails by you, Evan, and yeah. We camp there. It feels so like counterintuitive to go camp in Detroit instead of like going up north. It could be actually kind of cool. I don't know.
North of me is actually fairly woodsy.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean,
there's endless trails. I mean, that's what appeals to me. Like, we could ride and never get bored, you know?
Yeah. I mean, like, when you go out, I've done gravel rides from my house, and you go out like 5 or 10 miles out of town, and it's like legit. You feel like you're in Owosso. Yeah.
Oh, now you're selling it.
it's a lot more scenic than that, because it's got elevation. Roads are actually pretty fun. The gravel is, but like Addison Oaks is pretty fun, okay. And it's pretty fun, but it might be better in the fall. But there's plenty to do over there. There's plenty of trails right by me too. That's kind of why I moved there.
Right on. Speaking of, that sounds awesome. I'm going to speaking of other trails. I want to talk about Robinette's for a second.
I want to hear all about it. You invited me today and I schnubbed your ass. I said, hey, yeah, right. I'm going for a solo Merrill ride, baby.
Mm-hmm. Baby. So, you've been hanging out the watch too much.
So, moving on from whatever that blasphemy just was. I went to Rabbit. Hi, Leonard. What's up, my man? Sorry, my son came down. Hi.
Adopted son, by the way.
And by son, he means cat.
What? Yeah, anyways. So, Robinette's. I went there like probably 2 years ago when I first moved to Grand Rapids.
You're the Strav.
Yeah, check the old Strav. It sucked, and I couldn't figure out where the hell I was supposed to go. And I fell a bunch of times, and I landed in a bunch of like little ditches and like down some hills. And long story short, I was like, a bunch of little ditches.
Jeez, rough ride.
You gotta go check it out there. You'll understand. Very unprepared.
Oh! Sorry, you can go right back in, but I did all of Sawtooth without even close to falling today. Go ahead.
You do it 3 times in a row, then I mean, anyways. So
okay, fucking try hard,
dude. I did that with Brian Zajac, and he's like, "All right, hey, I'm gonna play this game where I'm gonna see how far I can go without pedaling." And I was like, "All right," I'm like, "He's gonna make it like 200 yards, and that'll be cool." He made it like to the like part where you start climbing uphill. And I was like, damn. Oh my God, that's insane.
Did he just do the thing where like you wiggle your handlebars for momentum?
Pumped his butt and did other weird shit. I don't know.
Pumped his butt.
Oh, he was pumping his butt. That dude's insane. Right.
Also, Larry, Brian thinks that you're not real and that we're just like catfishing him, and that Alexa is actually you with like a voice disguiser. Because every time we're like, yeah, Larry's going to come ride. He's like, he never comes to ride. He's like, Brian, I think this Larry's either your imaginary friend or it's just like a voice thing that you're not real. So he.
Imaginary friend is not out of the question. Yeah. But, you know.
Whoa. Now I'm questioning my own existence.
Yeah. So
am I just like an AI bot programmed for your.
You're just a really podcast. Good, yeah, like responder to human behavior. Anyway, so Brian would like to ride with you.
I'm afraid you said how fast and good he is. He's
fast and good and fun. He likes, but he drinks a lot of beer too, so that's cool.
Well, maybe we all go for like a photo sesh day. I'm due for a good like video photo day. It'd be sick to go catch him on some jumps and shit. I'd do that.
Okay.
Is this guy a racer? Or I don't know who it is.
He was on our pod the other, like, I guess not the other day, like a couple months ago.
He's the trail coordinator for the Canonsburg Skills area.
Oh, cool. Oh, really?
Yeah, he goes hard.
Is he a XC boy or does he do...
full squish all the way, right? He does jumps.
Yeah, he would never be on a carbon hardtail ever.
Oh, all right. I can respect
spandex
that.
Or any of that fun stuff.
And he's still beating you on the trail when he's not on an XT bike?
Yeah, with flats too.
This guy's the man.
The man.
He does like, yeah, he said he rides like 60 miles on average. It's like, okay, Chuck.
Oh. Yeah. He's a serious
show off. That's some Brian Davis shit.
He also is on like the weird like fasting thing where he like doesn't eat during the day and doesn't eat carbs and just like eats like one meal a day.
Interesting.
Yeah. Anyways, enough about Brian.
Well, but he knows we're listening, so DM us and remind me that we should all do a photo day. I'm in for that.
This is also, yeah, Leary is a real.
He's a real boy.
Yeah, at least I think I am.
So Robinette's, if you haven't checked it out, go check it out. It is...
Oh my God, that's what we were talking about. I'm sorry, I derailed this shit.
I think I did it, actually.
Okay.
Anyway, yeah, Robinette's is, it's awesome. It's really like, people describe it as like it's a raw trail, which sounds like weird, but it super is. And if there's like a feature that I would describe it as, it's just like a ton of hairpin turns, a bunch of like crazy octopus roots. It'd probably be a really great like cyclocross practice of having to like get off your bike and like hike a bike stuff. You can, like, it's not to say you can't get over stuff, but like it definitely takes some oomph. Bring your eagle.
How long is it? How long is it? It looks like Brian is a local legend of 4 miles.
Yeah,
like.
That's the road by my house. Robinette's has like 6 miles of trail. And there's like,
okay, and then you just did road rides the rest of it, or because your ride's 13 miles as well.
Yeah, I rode from my house there and then from there back to my house.
Is it an actual mountain bike trail or is it like a hiking trail?
And a mountain bike trail, but hikers maintain it. And okay, it's definitely better than what I remember it from when I first went there. But I would say in that like six and a half miles ish. I think it's a lot longer than 6 miles. Maybe it's like 7, so not a lot, but there's like, I'd say maybe 125 to 150 feet of elevation, like per mile. And it's just like super, it's
per mile.
Yeah.
Damn. That's harder than marathon.
Oh yeah. It's way harder. And there's like a bunch of just like super punchy climbs. Larry, you said you rode Yankee.
Yeah, I know. I was about to say that too. It sounds like Yankee. Like just like that main part of Yankee that sucks.
Well, there's like the heavily wooded section of Yankee, like halfway through. It's called something. Yep, yep, I would say that's like Robinette's mixed with like Sawtooth, like the whole time.
Okay. I like that. Like it is at Merrill where it's just a section. So you can like prepare yourself. Okay. This is where I'm getting my technical practice in and then I'm back out. I don't know if I'd love the idea of that for the whole trail.
I mean, there's definitely some like really fun flow to it. And this is only my second time going there. And I was able to get a little bit of kind of flow going. Like once you like know where you can go, like what corners you can go around fast and what corners you got to slow down, I think it'd be a lot easier. But like not knowing where, you know, what corners were, and you can't see shit like around the corners because it's like so heavily wooded. So you gotta go slow. But I was really surprised how awesome it was. And the scenery back there is so beautiful and it's so close to my house. I was like, what the hell? But like the woods are like crazy dense. And the elevations, like it's really crazy. So there's like three different like little climate ecosystems like you go through over this like 6 miles. It's cool. And then you can go buy donuts and wine afterwards.
Wonderful. Brian, have you ever rode Wafield?
Yes. probably. I haven't gone this year. Last time I went to Wafield, Evan got bit by a
Godzilla. Oh, you've been there too, Evan?
Yeah. We didn't go super far. I think we only went like 4 miles in because I got...
That's the whole
his
thing.
His legs swelled up to the size of his butt cheek. Like, it was massive.
Dude, I could barely,
oh, my God, really?
I could barely pedal. Like, it hurt so bad. I don't know what I got stung by. It was some sort of bee.
Wow. Wicked.
But, like, we had to get on the road because, like, I couldn't pedal up hills.
It was awful.
It wasn't enjoyable.
So we didn't even get to go to the fun part.
I will say. Oh, wait. So you didn't do like the 99 problems part or whatever?
I don't think we ever got to.
I don't know.
You would have known it.
It was
which was very like I don't I mean this with the most respect to all of our trail guys at all, but it was very like rough when I was there. I don't know if it's just like the season, no one's made it out to there. The priority is probably not Wofford right now when they do trail days, but
yeah.
I don't know. I was a little disappointed. It was fun though. Don't get me wrong. When did you go? I'm not being. I went last Friday.
Really? Okay. So Brian Zajac, who said he was just out there and fixed one of the jumps. And I know
they need work.
Trail day.
Like there's like literally in the trail, like the middle of the single track, like there's like rain tracks of like waterfalls, like through the middle of the trail that you have to like choose. Yeah,
you're talking the pier and flow part.
Yeah, exactly. The rest was like perfect, but that pair and flow part is like neglected.
Yeah, I think it's
Brian. When you and I went, it was like it had rained a bunch and it was super muddy, and we like opted out of not doing a lot of it.
Yeah,
it was,
I don't know why I took you there. I think it was just because that was the only trail that like you hadn't been to.
Yeah, I haven't. We need to make a Cannonsburg run. I haven't been there in a while. Yeah,
for sure. I'd like to do.
I haven't been there since. I haven't been there since I got my new bike.
Okay. Yeah. No. We come out.
Because the last time I was there, I broke my rear wheel.
You bought a new wheel, and I was like, "Damn."
I was at your apartment afterwards. Like,
oh my god! Wait, I was there too.
Yeah, yeah. I had a party. Sitting on Brian's computer, ordering new wheels.
Yeah, he's like, "Oh, I need new pairs, new stands." All right, here.
Priority. Cash check, right?
Money done.
Yeah, well, after Joel and Tyler vetted my wheel buying, you know, guy, I was good to go. There's it held up. So, and then I sold that bike like 4 months after that.
Yeah, right.
I haven't ridden Cannonsburg in a while.
Yeah, I was thinking that too. I could use a Cannons. Let's do that for a photo day. That's where all the jumps and stuff perfect. Are.
Yeah, Brian would love that. I used to.
I really need
year, that's like all like Mark and I went there like all the time.
It's a good spot. What were you saying, Evan?
I haven't gotten seriously hurt yet this summer, so
we'll take it in the skills park.
I love the yet. Yeah.
Well, I did eat it on the road last weekend, but I didn't break anything. So.
Oh man, dude, I ate it at Merrill Monday really bad.
Where
it was a really stupid part. I was trying to catch Mark, so that's number one, probably shouldn't have been doing. And it was so down Winalda. It's towards the end of Winalda when you're climbing kind of up another hill and you're about to go to the last like downhill section. Mm-hmm. So on your right is like that dirt jump park. You know what I'm talking, Larry?
Oh yeah. Exactly.
And then right before that, there's just this big tree root that you just kind of hop over like nothing. And I tried to like just stand pedal like over it. I was like, I don't, whatever. I always hop over this.
Wait, do you mean like right before you can get off, like over by the, like where people do the
kids dirt bike? Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah. Right, I know there's a big root right there. And I like, I don't know what I was thinking, but I was like, I always like stop pedaling here. And I just like hop over. Like, I just keep pedaling. Like, why do I stop? So I kept pedaling and like my foot got stuck on the pedal and like I flipped over and my bike like stayed on my other foot as I like kept pedaling over my head. So I just like catapulted myself like immediately into the ground and I landed on my back. I was like, what the fuck happened? I got up real quick, looked around, no one saw. I was like, all right, cool.
Keep going. Well, my segment time's ruined, but
you know. Yeah, oh, shit, it's fine.
And you never caught Mark, I take it.
Oh, God, no. He looks at me, he's like, oh, you're a little dirty, huh? I'm like, yeah, I guess. I don't know.
For someone who doesn't ride their bike that often, he is a fast human being.
He drives me nuts. He'd be like, I remember last year, like I'd be like, try to put all the work in as possible. And this was, he like went like 2 months without riding his bike. And he's like, yeah, Brian, I'll come ride with you. I'm like, all right, cool. I can't wait to show Mark how fast I am.
I think he's,
and he just blew my
I think
off.
He's like a Joel.
He's like Joel, yeah.
I think he's like a Joel. Yeah. He can, I mean, he's in very good shape in general.
Yeah.
And I think that helps a lot. So, because he rides moto and stuff like that. So you got to be pretty fit to ride a 20-minute moto.
Yeah. That's
Guys, I hate to be that guy, but we're officially now just talking about friends we have on the podcast. Maybe it's time to go to bed. What do you guys think?
Probably wrap it up. Real quick, Larry, what do you think of the new features at Merrill?
Oh, they're fun. I think we talked about it on here, didn't we? I mean, they're just, yeah, like the cool little rock gardens and little, yeah. Remember I said I set up a camera and
yes.
And took a video of it because I felt cool. Like, that's what I stand by. They're really fun to ride. They make you feel cool. But like when you like watch yourself on a camera, you're like, wow, I guess I don't look that cool.
Yeah, it's almost always like that for me.
Right?
Like, wow, that was really awesome. And then I go back and look at it. I'm like, okay.
Wow.
Like, are you, like, you compare it to everything you've seen on like the Red Bull YouTube channel.
Exactly.
Hucking 130 foot jumps on their like downhill bikes. And you're like, yeah, that looks super lame.
Yeah.
They do. And they for real, like anything on like those channels, like they make it look so easy that you're like, oh, that's whatever. And yeah. Then you try to do like, a like 1 foot drop in at Merrill and you're like, whoa, I gotta go back and do that again, but with the camera set up.
Huge now.
Yeah,
what kind of features did they put in at Merrill?
They added a bunch of, actually all it is it's a bunch of different rock gardens.
Yeah, they're rock
stuff. But they're okay. Engineered really well. I didn't like a ton of the rock stuff that they had.
Yeah.
It was kind of just like, let's throw a pile of rocks together and that's it. And these ones have like some more flow to them. Sorry, no offense. I think Rick, you do great work there. Who's probably now hates us after I said that. But the new shit's really good. I love it.
Yeah, yeah.
I don't know. I think the new stuff's just easier. The old stuff's a little more technically challenging, which there's room for both.
Yeah.
So is there like a line through the rocks now?
There's a bunch of like small ones like scattered throughout the trail, which I think makes it fun. Cause like in each section of trail, you're like, all right, cool. I have that new rock feature to look forward to.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. Yeah. And it's you're right. It's in a perfect section where it's like typically kind almost boring, a little boring. Yeah. And now you have like,
yeah. Yeah. They did that at Addison Oaks too. By me. There's like a section that's really, it's pretty flat. It's really fast and it's not, there's a lot of corners, but they're not tight corners. Like you're taking them at, you know, full steam. Okay. And, they added, well, I mean, so ever since I've been riding there, I think there's four or five rock features through there. And there's there's lines through them and you can kind of like hit the first rock and like hop over it, or you can go through it. There's a couple different like sections that they have where there's different lines, and it does break it up if it's a boring section. So that is pretty cool.
Yeah.
Yeah. I like when just trails evolve in general, you know, especially like when you're like doing the same trails over and over, and in Grand Rapids, man, I'm losing my voice today. Maybe I have bronchitis. So I love when trails change. I think that's super important to like, you know, break your mind up, because like whenever I do Luton, which I love Luton to death, but it's almost like I know what I'm getting into every time and I just like shut my brain off. I don't like appreciate the trail as much as like I did when I first started, and I just like go because I know what to expect. But like when the trails are changing or whatever, you can like, oh wow, this is like so much better now because I'm like taking time to understand the differences.
Yes, yeah, I totally agree. And recently I haven't been able to get like enough Merrill. I think I've ridden Merrill as far as like, that's the only like trail I've ridden, I think, in the past like 3 weeks besides Robinette's the past 2 days. And I think part of it is these added features where I'm just like, okay, I want to try this. Okay. I want to try to hop over this. I want to try and do something different for this. And yeah, and then other times like, oh, there's a new feature now. All right, cool. Instead of just, Larry, I agree with you. I think at Luton, love to death too, but it's kind of like autopilot and you just zoom off.
Yeah. I go there now when I'm like, I have to get a ride in and I want it to be like a decent workout. I know like it's a guaranteed 8 to 10 miles or whatever. And it's like 600 to 700 feet of climbing. It's like a perfect lap.
And that's what I love about it. But then again, if I want to like go on an adventure or something, like I kind of want to go back to Cannonsburg for that. So maybe even tomorrow I'll go. We'll see.
There you go. It's backwards tomorrow.
I gotta confess, I haven't ridden a mountain bike trail pretty much all summer.
You're gonna lose your edge.
What the heck?
Yeah, I know. The only trail I've been riding are motorcycle trails. But
I was gonna say you're trying to keep it safe, but yeah.
Well, I went to go ride Vasa one day, and I got like 5 miles in, and I felt absolutely terrible. And I debated on what to do, like, cause I had driven all the way out there. It was like, 50 minutes or whatever. And, I debated on what to do. So I jumped on some like gravel, and I still felt absolutely terrible. So I cut that short, but that was the only mountain bike trails I've done this summer. And that's like, there's the only trail that's close to me is Arcadia Dunes, which is a good trail, but it's like 20 minutes away. Mm. So I mean, I usually just take the easy route, just go out my front door and do a lap around the lake. Cause it's 22 miles or whatever. Yeah.
Right. Yeah. I've rode that with you. It's a gorgeous ride. Plus it's like a good workout. It's like kind of perfect.
Well, there's also like all the roads that go that branch off of that are all usually hills out. So I'll go around the lake and do a bunch of the hills around the lake. And let me tell you, if you want to do hill repeats, this is because there's some road climbs over here that will kick your ass. Like there's a road over between kind of by when you take M22 up towards like Glen Arbor, there's a hill that I was going down this road, and I got to the bottom of, I went around this corner, and there was a hill going up, and I actually looked at it and said to myself, shit. And cause it was definitely the steepest hill I've ever done. And I think I looked at it and it was 13.5% average.
Damn.
And I was on my mountain bike in the 50 tooth in the back going probably 2.5 miles an hour up this hill.
Just like sit and spin is what I call it. Just like,
like the front wheel was like picking up off the ground. The benefit of being up here is like you get those gnarly hills. They're just not like it's surprising that there's not more mountain bike trails up here. I wish there was, because there's plenty of space to do it, and I'm sure the trails would be epic, but I don't think they have the people up here that are that interested in it, other than in Traverse City.
Yeah, we got to put your full squish epic to work, my man.
It sounds like you're about to sell your epic for a gravel bike.
Yeah, no shit.
I know. That's the one thing I miss about. That's the one thing I miss about Detroit is having. Being able to go out my front door and being able to be at three different trails.
Well, there you go. Well, come visit GR soon. Come ride Illyrian.
Just going to say, we talked about planning a trip and stuff too. So what a more encouraging reason to go.
Speaking of beer, before we end this podcast, next week we're going to have a really killer episode. Not that this one isn't killer too, but we're going to have an episode with Arvon Brewing. Super pumped. Reason to bring it up right now is because I am drinking Arvon at the moment, and I think it's my new favorite Arvon.
When aren't you though, right?
Yeah, I was gonna say, when are you?
It's
good beer. I will say I do enjoy.
Yeah, it's fantastic.
I haven't been disappointed with any other stuff.
It is the best. But Grand, I think, is my new favorite.
What is it?
It's a New England, and it is
okay.
Is phenomenal. It has Citra and Mosaic, and I typically am not a huge fan of Mosaic hops. Like I'll drink Mosaic Promise, I think, when it starts getting like cold out, but that's kind of it.
Sure, it's a classic.
Yeah, and that's all I gotta say about it. So as far as New England goes, great beer.
Oh wait! I'm getting breaking news. Beep 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 beep. Okay, yep, it's in. Carol Baskin is officially on Dancing with the Stars.
No way.
What's the hot take here? My wife just informed me.
Oh man. She's going to get a lot of publicity for it. That's for sure.
To me, it's like, well, I guess whatever people who watch Dancing with the Stars, I guess they deserve.
There you go.
I don't watch Dancing with the Stars, so I'm pretty indifferent about this. But
right, me too.
Yeah, that's interesting. You're gonna have her dead husband on there, as the-
you know, right? It's like publicly promoting
Carol
murder.
Fucking Baskin.
So you know what I heard about that? Somebody, I can't remember who was talking to me about this, but they said that, oh no, it was Eric. It was Eric and his dad. And they were saying that she fed him, or she put him in a manure pile, and that's why they never found him. Because if you put
it was too stinky.
If you put a body in a manure pile, then it dissolves.
Whoa, ew.
Yeah. Yeah,
I mean, it adds up. I'm all right. We need to go.
I'll just say I have more news if we want to.
You're our third host officially. I'd love to have you whenever you want to be on. This is always just fun, and you know, it's just like we get to hang out. So I mean, like it's hard. Like halfway through, I was like, are we just having like a normal friend conversation?
I think so.
Like, does anyone care about this? I hope they do, because I'm having.
Yeah.
What we need to do is we need to amplify that game again.
Yeah, I'd love to try it again. Okay. Yeah. We'll do it like quarterly.
All right. I'm in.
Cool.
All right. Sounds fun. All right, guys. Anything else before we wrap up?
Yes, Evan, don't forget to update us on your email response from CC.
Oh.
Yes, please.
She asked me who Larry was, and I had to explain it to her. I'm like, you know the guy you downloaded? He's been texting you all.
His dad's a horse.
Yeah, his dad's a horse.
You could make this a weekly segment. I would love it.
Just reading work emails?
No, from CC. CC's we had like, a new person email CC. Okay.
That would
rule. Becomes a new star.
I need to go make about 3 different emails.
Okay, let's do it. Wait, before we all go, we got to record an ad. Evan, do you want to record it with us?
Oh, sure. Yeah. Be as animated as possible.
No, I think it's better when you just talk normal.
What's the ad for?
Well, actually, this will be the ad right here. So, Evan, I'm curious. Do you use Carbo Rocket? Have you ever used it?
You know, I did. I bought some back in, I don't know, it was a couple months ago. I think it was in July.
And yeah, what are your thoughts?
This was like, you know, I was kind of looking just for something new. I'd been using another product for a little while. And I just kind of like to try different things. And I bought the Rocket Red, which is their like pre-workout superfood type deal. And it's got beta-alanine in it and beetroot and all this really good stuff. And the first time I used it, like I went out and I was doing threshold and my heart rate was like 165.
Damn.
So it was like 20 beats lower, which I thought that I legit thought I was sick. Like, I thought there was something wrong. So, but I felt really good. So
yeah,
I went around the lake and I actually like set a couple records going around the lake. And, I had like, it's like one scoop in a bottle like 20 minutes before you go out.
Okay.
And it makes you a little tingly, yeah. But like I
think all the good stuff does.
You can get around
that. It's good. Yeah. So, but yeah, I used that and I bought some of their half evil. So it's, you know, their endurance stuff. It's got a little bit of caffeine
carbs
in it. Yeah, 333. Is it 333 carbs or
calories? That's a lot of calories.
No, that's calories.
Calories. Yeah,
I think it's 90. Is it 90? I literally have a bag of it.
So they call it the half evil because it's 333 instead of 666.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
So on this bag of half evil, it's 333 calories and it's 82 grams of carbs.
That's still a lot of
coffee. But they have like, they have, yeah, yeah, for three scoops. So like,
oh, okay.
Yeah, yeah. So they also put, which is super cool, because I don't know that, let's see, I got another bag right here.
I have more.
So like, I have a different company in my hand, and they don't have the electrolytes that the Half Evil has.
Yeah, so, I like having some electrolytes in that fuel.
So they have sodium and potassium and magnesium in the Half Evil, which is super good. And a lot, I think a lot of them, you can either have the electrolytes or you can have the carbs. Okay. And I mean, I guess you can mix it too, but like the Half Evil has both, which is really cool.
So where do you rate it? Like, let's talk like Infinite. What's the other one that you like? Oh, Roctane.
Yeah, I haven't used the Roctane in a while.
Uh-huh.
But I like the Infinite.
I've been on Infinite too, and I think it's really good.
It is. Yeah.
It sounds like this Carbo Rocket is what I'm going to try next for sure. So
the only gripe I have is that it doesn't have that much caffeine in it.
In the
Half Evil.
Okay. What I like about Infinite is the custom.
I think
blends.
There's more caffeine in the Half Evil than there is Roctane.
I think you're right, but there's 150 milligrams of caffeine in Infinite, and I think there's only 40. Hold on, let me check. I got my bag. 50 milligrams of caffeine in the Half Evil for three scoops.
Okay.
So like, if you're not looking, because I drink a lot of coffee, so my threshold for caffeine is pretty high.
Yeah.
And if you're like I am, then to have a caffeine addiction. and you need that for the bike, like the Carbo Rocket, the Half Evil stuff is, you know, maybe for you. There's some days I don't need the caffeine. There's some days I don't use the Infinite caffeine stuff. But yeah, other than that, it's got like really good electrolytes in it, and it tastes amazing
too. What flavor did you get?
Like, it's way better. I think it's lemonade.
Yeah, I have the lemonade one too, and it's
so awesome. Yeah, it's amazing. But the cool. I would say the Rocket Red, like the pre-workout stuff, is probably my favorite.
All right. Well, that's our ad then. I mean, I've got nothing else to say. Go use code LocalRootsGoesFast.
Capital letters.
For 25%.
Yeah, capital letters on all of those. I actually just used some today for my Robinette's adventure.
Would you use the Half Evil?
Half Evil, yes. I actually use like half evil, so I used
quarter
evil. Half.
Yeah. I should have been
longer. And Brian, your mic's going out. Your mic's going out.
Robot
again.
Voice.
It happens every time. Yep, your robot voice. Let's just call it here.
All right, Evan. Thank you for coming on.
All right guys.
Yeah,
it was a blast. I'll see you guys later. Okay.
We'll see ya.
All right. Thanks for listening, guys.
Later.